From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, David Kaye, the CIA advisor supervising the United States search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, said that his team found no stockpiles of chemical or biological weapons. The Bush administration cited Saddam Hussein's supposed arsenal of banned weapons as its main rationale for going to war in Iraq. Kaye, a former UN arms inspector, summarized his findings for reporters after presenting a classified interim report on his mission to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
David Kaye took over the weapons search in Iraq just 3 months ago. He told reporters that just because he has not found weapons of mass destruction does not mean that the Saddam Hussein regime did not have an active weapons program.
At this point, we have found substantial evidence of an intent of senior-level Iraqi officials to continue production at some future point in time of weapons of mass destruction. We have not found at this point actual weapons. It does not mean we've concluded there are no actual weapons. It's a huge country with a lot to do.
Kaye told reporters his team has found dozens of programs related to weapons of mass destruction, including equipment that was concealed from UN weapons inspectors. Some of it, Kaye said, in the chemical and biological area, but even more in terms of missile programs.
The Iraqis were engaged in a very full-scale program that would have extended their delivery systems out beyond 1,000 kilometers. That is enough to reach Ankara, Cairo, Abu Dhabi, Riyadh. And these were both ballistic missiles and land attack cruise missiles.
After the war in Iraq, the U.S. pointed to mobile trailers found in Iraq as possible evidence that Saddam Hussein had mobile biological weapons facilities. Kaye told reporters today his investigators have drawn no conclusions about that and are continuing to look at the issue. As for nuclear weapons activity, Kaye said there is no sign that Iraq was making a massive effort to revive its program. The chief weapons inspector emphasized that there is much left to do on the ground in Iraq before his team can make a final report to Congress.
I believe in 6 to 9 months we will be at the stage where we can draw a line and say there probably will be more to find. We won't have found everything. We will know the program and able to report this is what they had, this was their intention.
Jay Rockefeller, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, points out that Congress authorized the war in Iraq based on administration claims to have intelligence showing an active weapons program. Rockefeller took exception to Kaye's request for more time and the administration's reported request that Congress triple the funds available for the weapons search.
To be where we are today without any evidence, talking about intent, talking about facilities, but nothing we can point to, and then asking for another 6 to 9 months and a good deal of money leads me to believe that that we need to do some serious thinking about where did our intelligence allow us to get so that we would decide to go to war? Did we misread it, or did they mislead us, or did they simply get it wrong? Whatever the answer is, it's not a good answer.
Both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees have begun investigations to try to answer those very questions. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.